Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
We're on OMF. We're doing it live at Fenway Park. Why are we getting it in the speakers here?
Christian, no music, huh?
I don't have any music for
Jesus,
you.
Jesus, you promised that a month ago.
I know. You know, every time I see you, I come back from vacation.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I came back from vacation again, and I was like, ah, oh, crap, I knew there was something else, and I'm leaving it on Friday.
Wow.
All right, time for us to talk with Alex Cora. It's brought to you by Arbella Insurance, Cumberland Farms, the official coffee of the Red Sox Radio Network. We got a lot to talk about today, don't we?
We do, yeah.
Yeah, so let's start right off the bat, and we'll start with the team. You consistently say that you're consistently inconsistent, which I think is accurate. I've noticed, though, in the last week, you're not giving a timetable of we're good, we're fine, it's we got to do it today, we got to do it after last night's game tomorrow, because you can't say today that game's over. Are you running out of time here, and do these guys understand the urgency of this?
They understand the urgency. On a daily basis, we come in and we work and we prepare, but for some reason, you know, we take off, we take a step back, we win one, we lose two, then we win four, we lose two. So, you know, like I've been saying all along, you know, like consistent to be being inconsistent. And it's on every aspect of the game. Well, although the offense, I do feel like the way Mookie's swinging the bat, Rafi, Xander, we're in a good spot now offensively. But like yesterday, we came back, we give up two, then we got men on, and we don't score. The other day, the base running mistakes, and yesterday, the pick to first, we throw it away. So
it's all the same stuff, though, Alex.
It hasn't been clean.
And how do you fix it? Because you've been saying this every week, and you recognize it, obviously. Those guys must recognize it. But how is it not cleaned up? Is it a matter of you simply don't have enough talent to be able to do it?
I think we're talented. I think the whole league knows that we're talented. We're not executing, you know, and we can preach everything we want, you know. Like we had a situation against Dodgers, you know, minute, second, no outs. I decided we're not going to bunt. We're gonna take three shots at it. We hit a ground ball short, and Jackie takes off, you know, and
you're on.
Yeah. I think it's more like headset. Yeah,
the audio's going funky here.
Yeah, good, yeah, fellas. And you know. That's not us, you know, and then we talk about base running and we talk about doing the little things, and when it happens, you know, we get to the situations and we didn't do it in 2 days, and that costs a game on Sunday, and then on Monday we had a chance to add on, we don't add on, and then all of a sudden we have to bring Barnes and work because although we scored 10 runs, but we could score more, and that will help you the rest of the week. And we haven't done that on a consistent basis, and it's costing us.
So take me through that decision that Sunday night, right? So man on second. Mm-hmm. I know analytics now, you know, the best chance, you know, score more runs. You only needed one, though. If it was Mookie, Devers, obviously top of the order, but with Marco, mm-hmm. why? And that kid looks like he was running fastballs up and away. That was going to be tough to get that ground ball to second. Why not bunt him over?
I feel like you take three shots, and it's not analytics. Is Marco Hernandez with a guy that throws fastballs away, and Marco stays on pitches. He got it to a 3-1 count, so mm-hmm. I don't think we're going to bunt in a 3-1 count. He actually put a good at-bat to get it to our advantage, and he missed a pitch going the other way, off the wall, foul ball, and that's the way I believe in that. You know, it's not that somebody is giving me information, or I believe that you take three shots there. We take the bat away. I mean, you can say the next guy, yeah, he bunts him over. Mookie hits a fly ball to right. That wasn't going to happen because you take away the bat from him and the next guy most likely. Yeah, we got Xander. He's a sinker ball pitcher. We're one pitch away from a double play. So I believe in three shots with minute, second, and outs.
So Evaldi, he's going to do a rehab start when?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Weather pending?
Yes.
So realistically, based on just, you know, his body, his mechanics, and the timeline of when he can actually make a difference, I guess, when do you think he will actually be able to go?
We'll see how it goes tomorrow. That's the most important thing, if he can pitch tomorrow, and then we'll make a decision. This will be, realistically, his third rehab game. I mean, he had two against, he faced Mitch and Sandy here. He had one before that, so it's actually kind of like his third one. And if so we feel comfortable with him, we'll go with him. You know,
but so if he's good today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Most likely he'll be active during the weekend.
And then he will be what? Is he he's going to be your closer or 7, 8, 9 guy?
He'll be a reliever. You know, and then I think he'll set everything up. One of the things that we got going right now is work. You know, Brandon Workman is doing an outstanding job. And you start comparing him with the great relievers of the league. He's been elite, you know. And then you have Nate and Barnsey can, you know, we can mix a match with him in another inning, and JT throwing the ball well. You saw what Darwinson did yesterday. So I do believe, you know, if Nate pans out and he throws the ball the way he's been throwing the ball, you know, that's one inning. And we have work for another inning. You mix a match the seventh, and, you know, see, the starters go six.
Yeah, because we were saying yesterday just the top, like as far as if you're going to just give me the top three, the most important guys on this team right now, Eovaldi, and his ability to be productive and to kind of save some arms and just, you know, get some wins for you has got to be one of the three.
Yeah, I mean, he's very important. And not because he's going to the bullpen. He was very important early in the season. And we've been in that spot that, you know, he gets hurt and we've been trying to search for a fifth starter. It hasn't worked. And, you know, there's been a lot of games in that spot that it's been like close games. And we have to go to the bullpen more than earlier than usual, and a lot, you know. And all of a sudden, as manager, you know, the next day you're like, wow, you know, we're very tight tonight, and, you know, or Chris goes 4 2/3, or David, he's sick in Houston, and he goes one inning, and we have to go to the bullpen. But I think, you know, with Cashner, he's gonna settle down. I mean, yesterday one pitch to Teoscar. It wasn't a good pitch to Teoscar. He hits a home run. That's three runs. But I do feel he can go six and give us a chance to win. Rick kind of like found something the last three innings against Toronto 2 days ago. So I do believe that the rotation is going to do their job. If they do what they're supposed to, go six innings, we're going to be in good shape.
So Chris Sale, you know, it's been just a roller coaster, right? Out of the gate, we're like, what is going on? You know, velocity. Then he looked really good, and it was middle, 8, 9. Now it seemed like Friday night to me, he said, you know what, screw it, the second half, I'm coming out throwing hard against a good team. And the location within the zone, I felt like, you know, wasn't there. Can he do that? I know it's been an odd year. It's like, is it a strength thing? Does he have to live at 94, kind of be like Price, you know, 93, 94, be able to locate? Can he not dial up 97, 98 with location?
I do believe that he was off in the inside part of the plate, and that team did a good job kind of like staying away from that pitch. As soon as they recognized he wasn't getting the ball, and we're talking about an inch, you know, or just missing a spot by nothing. And as soon as they recognized that, They moved their contact point away from their bodies, you know. And he had good velocity. Velocity went down later on in the game. And they did a good job staying with the game plan. A lot of foul balls. The pitch to JT, to Turner, was a fastball. He was supposed to be away. Middle of the play, 91. Hits out of the ballpark. Then the hit-by-pitch to Barnes on the slider. That kind of like changed the whole complexion of that inning. He has JT on an 0-2 count, 1-2 count, hangs a slider, it's a double. And he has Freeze on an 0-2 count, too, and he wasn't able to put him away. So I don't know if it's, you know, he's that bad, quote-unquote. He did get hit hard in Toronto, you know, with the home runs. But in this one, if we execute two pitches, it's only one run in 5 or 6 innings. So I do believe he's not that far. But, yeah, he needs to make adjustments. And hopefully tomorrow he'll make those adjustments and take off again.
See, we're talking, because I don't think necessarily he's hurt, right? You guys never pitch a guy that's hurt. My question is like strength, you know, endurance. Like, is I know you guys test all those things. All that stuff checks out with him?
Yeah, he's fine. as you know, the start after the All-Star break is an interesting one because they're not around here and you still have the, you know, go home and all that stuff. They still, you know, trying to, you know, get their throwing in, whatever, but it's still, quote-unquote, a vacation, in a sense. And you know it, Lou.
It's
5 days, and I'm not saying, I'm not using that as an excuse, but we'll see tomorrow how he goes. You know, I do believe that he's in a good place. We're going to make some adjustments where we go with certain pitches, And if we do that, we execute, he's going to be in good shape.
We're talking to Alex Cora over here at Fenway Park. It is amazing when you think about it. If you had given me 1,000 names and said, who's going to hold the record for the most consecutive starts without a win at Fenway Park? You give me 1,000 names, I'm picking Chris Sale, 999 or 1,000, and he owns that record. So what was that all about yesterday? He's doing a bullpen session. And you've got all of his other teammates are hanging around. Was that support? Was that, hey, guys, go out there and see if you guys can see a little something, maybe something he's doing. What was that all about? Because you don't – do you normally see something like that, Alex?
I mean, there were two guys that they had to throw anyways, Porcello and Eduardo. The relievers were around, and we've done it before. Yeah, and in my case, sometimes I go just to see if I can pick something up and talk to Dana. I know the two catchers, they made a point of going there yesterday just to see where we at. And as far as communication, there's a few things that we're trying to work with, and communication is very important, especially from Sandy and Christian. So I think everybody there is a good message, whatever. It was more about, let's see if we can find something else, you know. And you know, Dana does an outstanding job. Craig Bjornsson, our bullpen coach does an outstanding job. The information we get from upstairs is great, but sometimes you never know who can pick something up, and it's kind of like the thing that changes the whole thing around.
Yeah.
You know, I was wondering, the Sandy Leon, right? I mean, yeah, I think he had Porcello and Sale the last couple outings. Vasquez was in there before, and he's having a great offensive year. You put him at first base the other day because to get his bat in there. But then you go back to Leon with those two guys. Is that just a comfort thing? Because, I mean, we all know. I think guys love throwing to Sandy Leon. That's not a secret. But for those two guys in particular, was that more of the mindset?
No, the last one with Rick was the last game against Dodgers. You know, it was a long one for Christian, a grind, you know, as far as like calling the games. That's why we went with Sandy. The one with Chris is because of, I say, you know what? The numbers back it up. Why not? Let's put there. Christian can play first. He can play second. He's a good defender.
They back it up with Porcello, too.
Yeah.
Numbers.
Yeah, I mean, but that's a good bat, man, and we gotta score runs, you know. And as far as like game plan and all that, it's the same game plan. I know sometimes catchers go somewhere else in certain situations, but at the end, Christian is a good defensive catcher, and he has a pretty good idea what he's doing out there. And it's not a knock on him. At the end, we have to execute pitches, and if we do that, we get people out.
So, do you feel like you're a good mediator?
I mean, I don't know.
Well, because I think you're going to need to get between two guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you know what's going on with Eck now and David Price? Have you seen any of the tweets that's been going on?
I heard about
it,
yeah. I heard about
it. Well, what is it with David Price and Dennis Eckersley? I mean, it's like there's this personal issue he has with them. So, you know, we tweet out the show, I mean, WEI tweets out, Dennis Eckersley is still baffled over David Price.
In response numbers. To that Globe magazine.
Yeah, so. It's one of the Chad Finn article. And then David Price, you know, crying emoji. Somebody asked him, okay, why is this story resurfaced? And then he replies, because Eck needs attention, same as every broadcast. Ha ha, 8 pitches are thrown, and he's sitting there talking about something he did 30 years ago with zero mention of what's going on. And then Stroman gets involved, obviously. Okay, it's like a little tag
Stro team. Show.
Can't help okay. himself.
He can't control himself.
I talked to Stroman.
So what, I mean, I guess, I mean, this story did resurface because Eck talked about it. But what is it about David Price and Dennis Eckersley, the way, and his, I guess, need to comment on it? A guy that supports the team, loves the team, but is trying to be as honest and as forthright as possible.
Yeah, when I got here, somebody asked me about that story, you know, and I wasn't here when it happened. And I stand there again, you know. I talked to David this morning, how he feels about it, and we're going to keep it between ourselves. But at the same time, you know, if we're going to turn the page, we have to turn the page.
You talked to Eck about it?
No, I haven't. I don't see him that often. Yeah. So, but I do feel that, you know, if it was 2 years ago, it was 2 years ago. You know,
yeah, because I feel like that's the last thing you need right now.
Yeah,
like with everything that's going on with the team, you know, trying to get back into it, fighting your butt off every single day to get back in the mix. Like this is the last thing you guys need, because you're going to be fueling enough questions as it is.
Yeah, but I do feel that it's not going to be a distraction. I really believe that. I know my clubhouse. I know how I do things in the clubhouse. So, you know, the only thing that we have to do is play baseball. You know,
you know what my dad used to do to me when my brother and I would fight?
Uh-huh.
He would make us hug.
Yeah.
I think you should take
for how Trice. Long? How long?
Wait, I do that with my twins, actually. Yeah. With the twins, they're turned two on Sunday. And
you have to hug until it gets uncomfortable.
The other day, one of the kids tackled the other one and started crying. I said, you got to hug. And they go like, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they kiss each other.
Why don't you use that with that?
I think we need that. I think right in the middle of the field.
Bring the twins into the room.
Let them hug it out.
So let me just ask you, in closing out this topic, are you going to address it with these two guys? Do you have to, or do you just move on and let it go?
I already talked to David, and I know where we stand, so that's the only thing I have to do.
Will he talk to you, do you think, to Eck? Because I get the feeling, and we had Eck on a while back, and I get the feeling that Eck didn't want to deal with Price.
He just wants to move on.
Yeah.
I mean,
but they're not moving on.
That's the thing.
I mean, everybody says they're moving on, but they're not moving on.
We got to move on.
Yeah. All right. I know you were very emotional yesterday. You've been very emotional about your homeland and Hurricane Maria and the destruction it did and what happened to your homeland, and to the point where you did not want to go to the White House. You were very critical of the president and the federal government and the lack of funds. It turns out now we're finding out that there was major corruption. They've already uncovered $15 million of money that was earmarked for those people, for the victims, that is now in the hands of cronies of politicians. And I got the feeling last night you said you were embarrassed, but you also seemed sad. And I'm wondering, do you have some mixed emotions now from where you were when we discussed it with you on the show a couple of months ago?
No, not at all. I made my decision based on a lot of things. And, you know, if they ask me to go tomorrow, I won't go.
Why?
Because, I mean, there's other stuff that goes into it. I never said that the government didn't help us out. You know, if you go to my quotes or whatever I said in El Nuevo Dia back home, I said the government has helped us, but it's our reality, and I know how it works. At the same time, I've been telling people that I know we've been irresponsible before as a country, our government, and that was something I was talking about it before I made the decision. At the same time, I do believe that there's other stuff that is going on back home that doesn't have to be with funds. That's what I'm upset and embarrassed. You know, what Ricardo Rosselló has done the last week is not acceptable.
Have you read the text messages? Because I can't understand them.
Yeah, well,
can you read a few of them for me?
It's actually, you know what we did? We took Netflix out of the house, and yep, we just read the quotes, you know? And it's like, it's a sub opera. But we're embarrassed. We're embarrassed. And as of now, there's a lot of people that are upset. You know, it's a small island that we live with passion, and we decided that this is the guy that was going to run our country, and he actually disappointed a lot of people. And right now, you know, we're just asking him to resign, to step down, and we have to go somewhere else. But as far as, like, the government and the things that, you know, I said before, I always said that the government has helped, but our reality is a lot different than what people perceive.
But the government did say, the federal government and Trump said, that the biggest problem they were having in getting the money to the people was because of the handouts, because of the corruption, because it was getting in the wrong hands. And so, in essence, he was right about that, was he not?
I mentioned it before, too. You know, I said it before. You know, I never said that I was upset about the funding. I always said that we were irresponsible at some aspects, but there's other stuff that I didn't like, so that's why I decided not to go.
So you said last night, because it's worse than Hurricane Maria, and obviously the destruction.
In a sense,
is it
that
because somebody of your own kind of is doing this to your own country?
No, man. Hurricane Maria, the only one that had control of that was the man upstairs. Yeah. You know, I'm a believer. You know, so God was the only one. He decided that was our reality, and we got hit by a hurricane. On this one, the people that we elected decided to put us in this situation, and that's what really upsets everybody. You know, we gave him the vote of confidence. We thought that we were going to take another route, and we were going to get better, and it hasn't happened.
Well, do you play a role? I see some of the players talking, Beltran, Molina, Correa, all talking about it. Do you now search? What can you do? I mean, you have a lot of power on that island as well, right? I mean, do you get involved?
I tweeted something this morning, and like, today is one of those days that is sad what's going on. There's going to be a lot of people marching in San Juan and asking for Ricardo to step down. But at the same time, I can't wait to tell the world that when we're united, we're very powerful. And we're going to show the world that we are powerful. And, you know, we need to do things better. We know that. And it starts with just letting people know that this is not acceptable and we got to take another route.
It is a shame because you've got police and riot gear out there and people are...
I do feel like today is going to be more peaceful. 2 days ago, you know, you got the right to do what you want to do. It's a democracy. You know, you can express your feelings and all that, but not the way we did it. I think it got out of hand. It put a lot of people in danger. So hopefully tonight is going to be peaceful, and we're going to send the message, and we're going to see the results.
All right. Time for the Cumberland Farms question of the week for Alex. Question was submitted by Brian Rodriguez of Taunton, Massachusetts. Who is the person you confide in most when it comes to baseball? I know the answer. It's Lou.
No. Your brother.
My brother.
Joey.
Yeah, Joey. Yeah, yeah, Joey. He's the one that... He's the third base coach of the Pirates and kind of like the guy that is always paying attention to the Red Sox.
He refused your All-Star invitation.
Yeah. I mean, that sucked. That was
don't you hate brothers when they do that?
He's the older brother. So he has whatever he wants to do, he does.
Speaking of the All-Star game, I wanted to ask you, the whole CC Sabathia going up to the mound, how did that thing develop?
Actually, Dana brought it up in the seventh inning. You know, I think it's something that we have to do as an industry, you know, like push this moments out there, you know. The NBA did it with Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki. Why not, you know? Mm-hmm. And CZ, he started his career in Cleveland, 3,000 strikeouts, 250 wins. He's going to retire. Why not, you know? It's an exhibition game anyway.
So last thing for me, you guys have obviously shown a lot of urgency the last 2 or 3 days, right? There's a lot of moves. You're trying to make some changes. First off, any changes today? I want to ask you about Heath Hembry. After the game, you made it sound like you were concerned. The velocity was down. How was he feeling?
Yeah, we just talked to Brad, our athletic trainer, talked to Heater too, and he's fine. You know, it's just a matter. I know velocity is down, but for me, it's more about location. When Heath is throwing the fastball up, it really doesn't matter the velocity. It's a deception. He gets people out there. Yesterday, he was down in the zone, and he got hit. So that's something we're going to address, and hopefully he can get it there.
So no moves?
No moves today.
So
I know you're a football fan. I'm not sure how good the U was back when you were actually playing there.
We got on probation when I got there.
Okay, so that was a Nevin Shapiro, situation?
No, it was before. It was before.
Are you in favor of an 18-game regular season for the NFL?
18?
18 regular seasons.
That's a lot of...
18 regular games. Regular season games.
That's a lot of cool Sundays back home, too.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's a yes.
It'd be like adding 20 games to the baseball season.
Yeah, 182.
No.
And one other thing, because I heard you mention it, and I should have picked up on it. You talked to Marcus Stroman? You had a little get-together in Cleveland?
Yeah.
You're good now? You're all good?
I mean, we're good, yeah. I told him, you know, just to make sure that whatever you said, don't take it that way. You know, I respect the way you compete. You're a good pitcher, so that's how I feel about
good
you.
Good prep work for when you meet with Eck and Price later on today.
Just good setup right there. That's good producing right there.
That was the Cumberland Farms question of the week. Brought
hug
to you
until it's uncomfortable.
Cumberland Farms Farmhouse Blend Iced Coffee. Go to weei.com/manager. Okay. Submit your question for us to Ask Alex Cora every Wednesday. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
Have a good
all
one.
Right,
Alex Cora right here on OMF.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.